It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on the morning shift, this hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. It is time for the wake-up call. You can call us at 404-726-0929. You hold on right now because I have a wake-up call for both of you. I don't need to be dragged into the middle of this fan war.
Tiffany it was ratted
funny.
Me out,
It
y'all.
Was funny because I didn't rat anybody out. What's funny is Mike walked out of the room first. And there's a fan going that Mike insists on turning on in here. It's only directed at him. Shut your mouth. I'm still talking. And so, Bo, Mike walks out of the room. Then Bo goes to me, ha, ha, ha. Let's see how long it takes for him to recognize that I turned this off. And then Bo walks out of the room.
I spit my drink out.
Then the funny thing is, I didn't say anything. I didn't say blank. And Mike comes walking back in, and he's like, let's see how long this takes for him to realize. He goes, no, actually, he goes, let's see how, I can't say the P, I can't say that word on here, but let's see how angry he gets when he sees this fan turn back on. And sure enough, he was angry. I get a side text message that says, you rat me out, didn't you?
No,
I said no, I didn't.
I immediately walked in. I go, he turned my fan off. And the fan is 30 feet away from you. It's not even pointed at you.
It is. It's circulating dust in the air. It gets in my throat.
You're just being soft.
I have a wake up call.
Dust in here.
Because apparently I ruffled some feathers. I don't think I rattled anybody's cage. I ruffled some feathers of some Georgia fans that, yeah, Gator fan talking trash.
They always talk like this, those Georgia fans.
And, I think they...
Man, what are you talking about?
My evil laugh of yours was pretty spot on.
Yeah, that was really good.
Thank you.
And I would say that, guys, you can't win two national titles. When you lose games in the SEC Championship game and you're undefeated and then say that you should be in the playoff, right? You can't be an elite program and run your mouth like one when you don't get what you want, like when you lose a game and you don't make the playoff, and then get mad when the expectation is you go on the road and beat other elite programs. That's the expectation for your program. And that's a hell of a place to be, and every program in this country for the most part would switch places with you, except for maybe Alabama.
Mm.
And maybe now they would switch places with you because of Kirby. But you that's the reality of the situation. You're expected to go beat teams like Texas on the road because you're that freaking good. So it's a compliment when people say that's your expectations. My other wake-up call is for Garrett. Because Garrett comes in here every day, and I love Garrett. I love Garrett to death. He knows that. But when you walk in here every day looking like an extra for a movie based in a Chick-fil-A, and then you get caught out on the day before, and now you come in here with jeans and a hoodie on because you're trying to change the narrative, okay? Just wear what you wear, Garrett, and I appreciate it, the fact that you wear khakis and a polo every day in here, which nobody else does. I appreciate that. So be you, and after I ask you to do something, just say, my pleasure.
Why don't you just let him live?
Chick-fil-A. That's the thing is, if somebody was talking to Bo like that, can you imagine? Why don't you stay out of my business and don't worry about you?
Let me tell you something. I was talking.
That's what I was
saying. Dude, I worked with Mike Bell for 15 years as pretty much his producer. You don't think I wasn't taught that way like that?
And you didn't like it, did you?
No, I liked it when it was in good faith.
Let's stop the cycle.
I liked it when it was in good faith.
Let's stop the cycle.
I'll go in there and give Garrett a hug in a minute. He knows I love him. But Garrett, can I get a McGriddle, please? And just
That's McDonald's.
You just told
that's
me he's at Chick-fil-A.
Well, McDonald's is a sponsor of the Morning Chef. They are the Morning Chef sponsor, so that's what I eat. Thank you. All right,
let's go to the lines. We've got Hurricane Otis in Gainesville. Good morning.
What up?
Hey, did I step into a hurricane this morning?
They have. There's a lot going on
here. I'm on one, Otis.
Hey, that's why I joined the nation. That's why I'm a proud member for you. Don't back down.
That's right.
Unreal.
Hey, my wake-up call is, I was going to say something about the hurricane since y'all are arguing, but people are hurting in Georgia, North Carolina, so since I adopted the name, y'all got to remember that people are still hurting. So if you see somebody need help, help them. Yeah, and my wake-up call is, hey, it's for Freaky. He reminded everybody that the division games will be up front. I tell you, if we win two more division games coming up quick, if we win those two, our chances of making the playoffs are real good. So that's my wake-up call, and I ask y'all to calm down.
Hey.
I'll get them in order. We appreciate it.
I think he brings a good point, though, about the division games. And I think that's one of the things, obviously, we've talked about it before, kind of how you approach a schedule when you're in the NFL. You're not going to win them all. So it's always like, what do you do home? What do you do away? What do you do in vision? A lot of times, if you can win four of the six division games, you're almost always in a good place to make the playoffs. If you can win two more now that you've already swept the first time through, you're really, really on the doorstep of doing some damage and getting that good seed.
Yeah, division games first, conference games second. They both matter. You know, that's why the Seattle game is a big deal, because you could be fighting in a wild card spot with Seattle. You've already got the tiebreaker over Philly. Go get it this weekend over Seattle, too.
All right, back to the lines we go. We've got Chris in College Park. Good morning, Chris.
Hey.
What up? It's always great to follow Otis, another Squid Nation member.
That's right.
What's up, fearless leader?
Sir?
Yes, All-American.
Doing great this morning, bro.
And Leadfoot Blackman, don't throw up. It's just me.
I will. Thank you. Even though you listened
right.
to that.
Let me get right. Yeah. I'll get right to it. Two things, Hassan Reddick and then the running game. I'm not going to lie. You guys have heard me say, been wanting a pass rusher, you know, the pass game to our defensive pass rush to elevate. And I got confidence that if Terry Fontenot goes after him, that he's done his due diligence. I know you guys are talking about his baggage, but the same things were said about Judon. So hopefully, I know his contract and all that stuff, Squid, I don't know how he'd fit into the whole salary cap, but if Terry Fontenot wants to go after him, this Squid Nation member is all for it. And then, secondly, to the running game, Mike, it was a thing of beauty Sunday.
Oh!
I hope you get your wish for a pulling guard, but I think Zach Robinson is beginning to figure it out with calling the plays and how to use these two running backs, and it was absolutely amazing. Yeah. And on that note, I'm going full Jenny from Forrest Gump. Run, Falcons! Run!
Run, Bijan! Run, Bijan, run!
There you go, Mike. Hashtag Squid Nation. Hashtag Squid Squad.
Yeah, I love that, man. What a great phone call.
I mean, is there any other phone call from a Squid Nation member? I mean, those are two great phone calls. You know what we're doing today, Mike? The Nation, we're stacking W's,
well,
baby.
Well, I was going to say,
you're stacking W's.
You're trying to find a statistical correction, much like the Falcons' run defense, where you have a day that you finally can kind of start to point it right back in the right direction, because it's been a mafia just laden recently.
Let me tell you something. I think the Falcons, it's not, that's very inaccurate. I think last week was a performance that the Falcons' run defense can build on. You held a rusher under 100 yards who's been going over 100 yards. Without Andy Dalton's scramble, which wasn't even a run play, it was just a busted pass rush play. They're not over 100 yards. They only ran for 114, which would be, if your defense was giving up 114 yards, that'd be somewhere in the middle of the pack every week.
I still don't understand why they'd abandoned it there. And I said, I think it was 10 minutes left when he throws that pick in the fourth quarter. Dude, Chuba Hubbard's just gashing you. 9 yards, 10 yards, 11 yards, whatever it is. And then Andy Dalton throws the ball, and it's a pick for A.J. Terrell. So shout out to the defense for getting the pick. I just don't know why they abandoned the run.
The only time I recall an offensive coordinator in the NFL running every single play on a sustained drive like that was like Arthur Smith, and I think it was last year. And I think it was Tyler Allgeier where they started leaning on a team.
It was like, stop us.
And he was like, you know what? You could literally hear him in his headset, not realistically, but I could hear him saying, F this. We're running the ball until we don't get four more yards. And they got seven or more every time, and they scored.
I love it. Make them tap, baby. Make them tap.
Well, as if you needed any more time to talk, we have a Life of Squid coming up for Bo. What do you have today? So excited.
I might go do Oklahoma drill Bo out in the hallway in just a second. So
please
hopefully,
do.
Hopefully
please
you'll talk do. About that.
A Ravens fan gets what he deserves.
Oh, gosh. Yes, dude. Yes, please. Oh, please.
Next, in the Life of Squid on the morning shift, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, and
the Odyssey app.
Thank you, Garrett. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah! W Sauce, New Realm Brewing, Owl Inn. Try it. It's your new craft lager. It's a light craft lager. It's phenomenal. I had one the other night at dinner with my neighbors. Shout out to them for cooking me dinner when my wife was out of town, even though I cook my own dinner normally. But it was kind of cool. Nice gesture. Guess what, Mike?
It's hump day. Oh, no. Something else.
No.
What do you got?
Brown Grass Charity Classic, Tiffany. November 25th.
Yes.
Shotgun start at 10 a.m.
Sure.
I think registration opens at like 8 or 9.
All right. I'm excited.
The spots are dwindling. If you don't have yours today, here's what I'm going to need you to do. Go to the 929 The Game website. Go to the event page. Read the details. Click on the link and register right now.
I'm doing this.
Right now. Or you can go to my Twitter account at SquidBilly929, and I have the link posted right there for you. You can click on that. You can sign up. It's easy. You want to sponsor a hole? Go ahead and do that, too. You want to sponsor the tournament? We can make that happen, too. Just call me, text me, tweet me, hashtag me, DM me, whatever you got to do to get in touch with me, and we'll make it work.
Ooh, look at this.
That's right. Do you want to start with Jerry Jones being disrespectful to our brethren, or do you want to start with
how did you feel?
Dumb,
yeah, let's start with that. I'm
fans.
Curious how you felt about it.
So Jerry Jones goes on 105.7. The Fan, I believe it is, in Dallas, which I believe is an Odyssey station. Thank you, Dylan. And he does an interview every week with them. You know, he speaks like Raheem comes on with us, Dukes and Bell in 99. Exclusivity. And you know, he answers the questions, and I've talked to those guys where they're good guys. Well, they had him on, and they were asking him about some of the decisions made, and Jerry. He really wasn't appreciative.
This is not your job. Your job isn't to let me go over all the reasons that I did something, and I'm sorry that I did it. That's not your job.
Well, my job is to ask why.
Get a job, or I'll get another. I'll get somebody else to ask these questions, man.
Well, first off, it is their job to ask these questions. One of the things that I have been a part of for many, many years is Falcons Radio Network. And when, you know, we're the flagship, so we have exclusivity here. We get to talk to the head coach. We get to talk to the owner. We get to talk to the GM. And at no point has anyone ever said, your job isn't to ask us tough questions? Now, how you ask questions, you can do it in a disrespectful way, but that won't be taken. You know, that's not cool. But I've never been told you can't ask something.
Well, and the line of questioning was very fair because we didn't get to hear it. The line of questioning was basically, do you regret any of the not bringing in anybody in the offseason for the running back spot? Basically, they're talking about Derrick Henry because he's now leading, like, the MVP voting or the MVP odds at this point. And so it's like, do you regret any of that? And he obviously felt a certain way and started talking out of pocket about he'll replace said radio host. And,
he can't, by the way.
Yeah, I made a ding.
Now, he can get on a different show.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's going to replace him in terms of who interviews him. But, yeah, you're not going to get that guy's job.
Also, Jerry don't pay them.
Right. That's okay? Exactly the point.
Jerry ain't paying those guys. If Jerry's paying those guys, I'm taking my happy ass to Dallas, and I'm going to start doing their morning show so I get paid Jerry money to do the morning show and ask whatever questions he wants. But that's not how it works. Okay? It's opposite. They pay for the rights, and therefore they can ask questions. Jerry was completely out of line.
He was so far out of line. And if that guy would have been on his toes, and I don't remember the guy's name off the top of my head, if he'd have been on his toes, he'd have said something like, "Well, maybe you should replace, you know, some guys on the team instead of worrying about replacing me," because that's where the issue is.
He should have said, "Maybe you should replace a GM, which is you."
Well, and yeah, again, that's not going to happen. It's frustrating, man. It sucks all the way around. But I don't know. I like always have Jerry Jones back because I think that he's better at making personnel decisions than people give him credit
for. He is. He's built a hell of a team.
They have developed guys. He has drafted Hall of Famers. He has drafted a number of guys that are Pro Bowlers, this, that, and the other. They've had three seasons of 12 wins. But, man, when it goes south, you cannot act that way. And that's I guarantee he wants that one back.
Jerry's biggest problem to me, Tiff, is his when he hires coaches that he can control. I feel like that he can kind of have the upper hand, that he's the bigger star than, other than Bill Parcells.
That's a tough.
That's tough for you.
But
when he hired Jason Garrett and kept him on, he had power. He's a power guy. He wants power. He wants to control the narrative. And a lot of times when guys are like that, they don't want to be outshined.
Well, I think a lot of owners probably want to have some control or want to have some impact in what the narrative is about their teams. The only difference is not every owner is doing a press conference and making themselves available after every game.
And a radio show.
And that would be my response to Jerry Jones is you want the star, right? You want, like, Cowboy star, but you also want the shine. But then you don't want to answer the questions. That's not fair.
What's the first thing you think of when you hear the Dallas Cowboys?
I don't know.
Think of Jerry Jones.
You definitely do now.
Exactly right. And that's what Jerry's always wanted. To your point, Mike, when you're as big of anything known about you are the brand. He's the brand of the Dallas Cowboys, right? He's made him.
Dude, I don't want to give him that much credit.
It is what it is.
I don't want to give him that much credit, man.
Dude, but that's it. The Tom Landry days are long gone of the Dallas Cowboys, where you think about Roger Staubach. You don't think about Emmitt Smith or Troy Aikman or Michael Irvin or Charles Haley or any of those great players they had in that era. You think of Jerry Jones.
That's unfortunate. I'll just leave it at that. That's unfortunate.
All right. You got anything else you want to add to?
No. Continue.
I just want to make sure.
Had like maybe five more sponsors to get in before we, move on.
No, I've got another story. This one irks me a lot because wherever you attend a game, you should be able to go as a fan in the opposing city and wear gear. We see a lot of it in Atlanta, and that's one of the biggest things that you hear about Atlanta is you hear of a lot of an opposing fans, but you rarely hear about bad experiences from those fans.
That's a good point.
I know there was a fight between a Falcons and a Saints fan a couple weeks ago, and then there was a fight between Falcons and Falcons fans at the same game. Yeah. Multiple fights broke up. But you rarely hear about it being a terrible experience. That's because we're classy in the South.
There you go.
Baltimore has an incident where they faced the Commanders on Sunday at M&T Bank Stadium, and there was a fan somewhere outside of the stadium in Baltimore walking around. His name is Jack Callis. His name is out there, and he allegedly is seeking out Commanders fans. Now, there's video of this. So
I was going to say, ain't nothing alleged about it.
I'm using allegedly.
We have to,
in a legal manner.
Yes.
And he walks up to two Commanders fans and starts swinging. Now, this guy is, what would you say, Mike? 6'3"?
He's a big dude.
Big dude. He attacks fans that are my height, 5'8 and a half, 165 pounds.
Sure.
Ding. You know, Dan Patrick, I did that ding. Anyways, so he starts swinging on him. And then he's in the video flexing and saying, I don't lose. Yeah, well, nobody you. How do you lose when you sucker punch a dude that's you're twice as big as? Tough guy. Well, he's been found as far as where he works, and he has been fired by his company for the alleged occurrence. And now police are looking for him. The report is on this guy, per Larry Brown Sports, he has had incidents with the law before.
Shocker.
And who's the idiot shocked. That was filming him? Because it looked like
his buddy.
The high five, right? So are they?
It's his buddy.
After him as well. You know.
It's his buddy. Post it. I just want you to know that if you think this is funny, turn on. You can leave. You can unfollow me on Twitter. This is garbage. This is garbage behavior.
I responded to the video yesterday, and I said, I hope they throw him under the jail. And you guys know me. I'm not a hateful person. I don't come in here saying, I hate this person, I hate that person. This dude deserves all the worst things in the world to happen to him. And the bottom line is this. Imagine just feeling enough bravado to where you do this at all. But to Tiff's point, let's add in the fact that he knows somebody is filming him do this. And he does it anyways, knocks the first dude out cold, swings and fights and throws the other guy into a wall, and then celebrates as if he is in the WWE. I can't believe, I could not believe the video I was watching. I tweeted out yesterday, I hope they throw him under the jail. I know that he's, you know, lost his job and everything else. I don't ever wish bad on anybody, but I'm looking at this dude going, good, dude. I hope ridiculous. you need the fattest wake-up call anybody's ever gotten.
I've gotten to go to every stadium other than Vegas, which I'll get to go to this year, that's out. You've gotten to go to a ton of stadiums. We've gotten to do it for our jobs. There's a lot of fans that want to experience that with their families, with their adult kids, right? That they've gotten older. No one should have to be in fear of walking in the stadium wearing their fan gear because morons like this.
Well said.
Agreed.
When we come back here, we have NFL Network and CBS analyst Charles Davis joining us here on the show to get us set for this weekend's games. Stay with us. We'll be back here on The Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are back here on The Morning Shift, and we've got a lot of NFL ground to cover. And so for that, we go straight to the WadeFord.com hotline. That is where we find Charles Davis, analyst for NFL Network and for CBS, my esteemed colleague. Good morning, Charles.
Good morning, Tiffany. How are you doing? Hi, everyone.
We are doing good. We're doing good.
Charles, you're kind of in enemy territory because I've got to the left of us a former Alabama All-American, and you obviously played at Tennessee. You guys going to kind of...
It's third Saturday in October.
Let's go.
Okay? And it's on. We're looking forward to it.
I hope you got a stogie ready, man, because we don't feel very confident in Tulsa. Hopefully you got a stogie ready.
Let me tell you something. Over the last 19, 20 years, you've not felt very confident enough to beat us 17 times. So I'm not too – I love you and appreciate you. You know I respect the heck out of you because it's that type of a rivalry. But for us, that stogie's been awfully elusive, man. It's been awfully elusive.
Fair enough.
We'd like to get our hands on and actually light one up for once because last spring – your softball team came into Knoxville in the Super Regional.
Wow.
We were rated very highly, number 3 in the country. You got us. And your softball team hit stogies in the locker room.
Yeah.
Okay?
They did.
So this is how it goes down in the SEC. So I'm looking forward to a great game. We'll have a great time. Hopefully the Big Orange pulls it off. But I know this, guys, you have to understand, Tennessee and Alabama is a rivalry. Is one of the most respectful rivalries you're ever going to have, despite it actually being pretty darn fierce.
Couldn't agree more. There you go. Could not agree.
Charles, when we look ahead to games this weekend, now with all the trades that have gone down that happened yesterday, I want to get your thoughts just on Devontae Adams now being reunited with Aaron Rodgers, and what will that do, or could it do, for the Jets offense?
You know, it almost feels like I'm going to date myself a little bit. There's a movie called War Games with Matthew Broderick and Ali Sheedy. And if we were getting to nuclear war, we had this big thing called, you know, DEFCON. And as you counted down from 5 to 1, 1 meaning nuclear war was imminent, that's where the Jets are, I think. Like, getting Devontae Adams is DEFCON 1. Like, if it doesn't happen now, I don't know what else you do. You've made every move possible. You went and got Aaron Rodgers. You drafted Garrett Wilson. You've got Breece Hall and Braylon Allen at tailback, and Braylon Allen is a freight train at 20 years old. You jumped up the offensive line, getting Tyron Smith and John Simpson, and drafted Olufa Fashanu. I can go on and on and on, right? Morgan Moses. Defense has been very good for a number of years now, and they keep getting better, although they had a tough time the other night. Troy Aikman said it really well on Monday night, I thought, guys, at the end of that game. I don't know where the Jets go from here. They put everything into it. They fired the coach. They changed the play caller. They beefed up the team, and they still lost at home in a game that they probably should have won. They're 2-4. Devontae Adams comes in with a bad hamstring that I think we all believe will be pretty good this week, and hamstrings will be fine. Will that change everything? I don't know that it changes everything, but I know this. Garrett Wilson is not going to be overly excited about the loss of targets. I can just tell you right now, I've not talked to him. I've spent no time with him. I've just observed. Last 2 weeks, it's been 23 targets, and I think high teens on Monday night. I don't think he's going to be overly thrilled to all of a sudden have his targets be in single digits. And that might be where we're headed. This is going to be interesting to watch. To me, Tiffany and guys, Amari Cooper going to Buffalo was the biggest move, because that takes all the pressure off of Khalil Shakir, who is a good slot receiver and has become the go-to guy. Dalton Kincaid, the tight end, who they've tried to, who's a good seam runner. Dawson Knox, second tight end. And Keon Coleman, who was their number one, their top draft pick, even though he went in the second round, he's not a wide receiver one. And I don't believe he ever will be a wide receiver one. But he can be an excellent two. And now Cooper allows him to be that role. Because Keon Coleman is a very good receiver, but he's a contested catch guy. He's got to beat you up with his body, make sure keep you away from the football. That's what he does. Now you bring in Cooper, I think Keon Coleman can find more room now, because you've got to put your mind and your attention on Cooper. I think that is huge for Buffalo. And they were the favorites to me in the beginning of the season in the AFC East. I said it. It's out there. This is one of the ones I've been on target with, I think. And now it makes to me even more of a team that should win the AFC East. This is a big move to me.
Charles, I'm going to bring you to the NFC now. With your game this weekend, you got Carolina at Washington. You're going to get to see Jaden Daniels.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, he's been I feel like you could just take it away from there. I mean, he's been so electrifying to watch now, and you're going to get a up-hand first close look at him.
You're right, Tiffany. Have you had him yet? Have you had Washington yet, Tiffany?
I haven't had
yourself?
Washington yet. Not this season. Last year.
Okay, we should get together and go see them together. I mean, my goodness, that's where the excitement is. I'll put it to you this way. Let's just advance 1 week, because next week, Chicago now Chicago's got an open week this week. Just won in London. The last 3-4 games, Caleb Williams has really come on. Next week, Chicago goes to Washington. That was a 1:00 game on CBS, and my crew was assigned to it. It got switched yesterday to a 4:25 prime game, right? Slot in the afternoon. And they get Jim Nantz and Tony Romo and Tracy Wolfson. They've gone to the A squad. Why? Teams are playing well, but let's not kid ourselves. Number one pick in the draft, number two pick in the draft, Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels. Oh, yeah. You're darn right. The country's going to get to watch that. And I am so jealous for those guys. They're getting it. Wonderful deal. But the reason we're watching this is both of them have advanced in a fashion that rookie quarterbacks are not supposed to advance. 3 weeks ago, Chicago fans were murmuring, maybe we should have picked the Daniels kid. So now they're saying, okay, we got the right guy. Washington had the right guy right from the word go. Yeah. Go to number three, Drake May, his first start. His team's not very good, but he acquitted himself nicely. Multiple touchdown passes led the team in rushing. Bo Nix has started from game one with Denver, and despite some ups and downs, has hung in there and given them some flashes and some play. Michael Penix isn't going to play because Kirk Cousins is playing well and Atlanta's doing really well. And then, of course, J.J. McCarthy got hurt. Right now, it's been a pretty banner crop of young quarterbacks playing, probably above where you would expect young quarterbacks to play.
Real quick, Charles, got about 30 seconds left. You mentioned Garrett Wilson is one of those disgruntled type receivers. Well, we got one of those in DK Metcalf that'll be coming in town this weekend for Seattle. What do you make of that Seattle offense? Man, started 3-0 and have lost three straight now.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, and you mentioned this very short time frame. Remember, they've got three to feed out there in Seattle. It's DK, it's Tyler Lockett, and Jackson Smith and Jigba. So that's not an easy task for any quarterback. And you know what it's like trying to balance it out. Hey, you get some and you get some. But when they get the ball, they're electrifying. The tough part is how you keep them all interested early in the game and make sure they all touch it so that they stay involved.
Charles, we appreciate the excellent insight as always.
Hey, good luck Saturday, man.
Yeah.
Hey, and good luck to you as well. Tiffany, thank you very much. You guys take care of yourselves. Third Saturday in October. It means something in the South, baby. Let's do it.
We appreciate you, Charles. That was Charles Davis. Thanks, Charles. That was Charles Davis, NFL Network and CBS analyst joining us this morning. So when we come back here, we'll find out what is going on the Steakhouse. Stay with us here on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.